If you're 25, 35, 45, or 55, your retirement is likely going to look a lot different than what your parents or grandparents expected. We're living longer, defined pension funds are drying up, and the definitions of work and retirement are blurring. Benefits and retirement planning expert Tammy Flanagan has been thinking about what the new future will look like. She talked about the impact of changing lifespans on federal retirement with Tom Timmon.
It is interesting to think about because as I look back on retirement in my career, I've been doing this about 30 years, and I've seen the evolution of a single benefit plan, the civil service system that was designed in 1920 and kind of ran its course through 1986. And now we have this three-tiered retirement plan with the FERS system. But then you start to think about the future, and it makes you wonder what retirement's really going to look like 50 years from now. Is it something that we're going to have the same idea of a life of leisure or travel, or is it something where we might just continue working and kind of evolving ourselves into different types of career and getting re-educated? I just was doing a lot of research on exponential technology, and it made me wonder what the future of retirement is going to look like for not only federal employees, but just in general.
I guess some people actually believe that human beings are going to start living virtually for as long as they want or forever. So it's hard to believe that you could have a pension for that begins in the 70th year of your life and lasts until the 150th.
Well, there was a man who retired from the Food and Drug Administration at the age of 96, this guy. And I always bring him up when I teach my seminars, and I said, how long do you think this man really got to enjoy his retirement? And the class usually says around 2 weeks. But the reality is this man retired at 96, and he lived to be 107. So he still got to enjoy 11 years of retirement. And the funny thing was, he wasn't even hired into federal service until age 74. And to think that that could be commonplace in the future generations is kind of a real interesting concept to think about.
So it might be that we wouldn't have a work, non-work type of life, but maybe a work differently type of life so that there's some money coming in, but you may not work the 9-to-5 grind you did for the first 50 years.
That's true. I hear this term now, instead of calling it retirement, a lot of people in this field are starting to call it rewirement, and like you're rewiring it to something different. Because you're still, you know, at age 60 or 70 today, you know, many people are still doing the same things they were doing at 40 and 50. So it's not that, you know, we're all doing manual labor that we can't work past our 50s. So it's going to be interesting to watch the future. And I think as we mentor our young people coming into federal service, you know, definitely encourage them to save for their retirement, because we wonder how this three-legged stool that we enjoy under FERS today is really going to change, and whether or not that basic pension benefit and even Social Security is going to look like it does today. I think we're going to see some changes in the future.
And we should add that there is a continuing congressional gambit to reduce the employee benefit to simply defined contribution as opposed to defined benefit, which means you are really the captain of your own retirement boat.
That is true, Tom. And I think we've seen that happen in the private sector much more than, of course, we've seen it in the government. But in many cases, we seem to follow that trend. And so the idea of a defined contribution like the Thrift Savings Plan becoming your retirement is probably not too unrealistic. So definitely something that people should consider and make sure they're saving adequately and living within their means enough that they can have a retirement if that's what they desire.
All right. So if there's no baseline type of income that you can count on, then what do you tell people now, especially the young people that you do seminars with? What are you telling them in terms of what they should specifically do to anticipate a future where there might not be a defined benefit pension?
Well, I always want to make sure that they're saving at least the minimum to get the matching to start with, because I know when you start out in your career and you're paying off college loans and trying to pay for rent, it's kind of hard to tell someone that they need to save 15% of their salary for retirement. But if they can just save 5% and get that government matching on 5%, that's 10% of their basic pay getting put away at a very young age and getting the chance to compound over maybe 40 or 50 years. So if they can do at least that, and as they get promotions, maybe save another 1% each time they get a promotion, they'll be well on their way to becoming prepared for these future changes.
We're speaking with Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning and expert in all of these things. But maybe, I mean, let me throw this at you, Tammy. Maybe people should think completely differently and say, from now on, live on 50% of what you earn and save 50%, because your life in retirement could be as long as your life working.
That's definitely a great idea, Tom, and in theory. In fact, I do know people, I meet people in the government who do that very thing. They live pretty much on what they were making three promotions ago, and they've never really expanded their lifestyle to match their salary. But unfortunately, that's not the norm. And so I do think that if we can think more along those lines of trying to live more conservatively, that's going to go a long ways towards being able to adapt to future changes. So that's definitely good advice.
I mean, the same old dichotomy exists between the grasshoppers and the ants, and there are grasshopper temptations at all stages of life.
That's true, and we do have to prepare. And one of the things I like to do when I do a mid-career seminar or even a new employee class is really talk about the what-ifs, you know, those forks in the road of life that are going to cause you to stop and think about your benefits, whether it's getting married or whether it's making a career change or whatever it might be, or even becoming disabled. You know, we don't think about those things that can happen along the way that change our plans that we had set. So we got to stay flexible, anticipate future changes, and understand that, you know, as life changes, we have to understand what we have so that we know what we're going to go to in the future. So just stay aware and stay informed, I think, is the best advice I can give.
And you touched on something else that's a part of this component in this whole equation, and that is your health care and health care coverage. And really, maybe people need to think in terms of having coverage for the catastrophic. But since you live so long and people are healthier on average, paying for the day-to-day stuff more readily than you would under standard healthcare protection.
Yes, Tom, we've seen that evolving now in the federal health benefits program, because we used to have the standard either HMO-style coverage or fee-for-service coverage, the old Blue Cross model or Kaiser. But today we're now seeing more consumer-driven plans, more high-deductible plans with health savings accounts that kind of address what you're just saying, really focus on the preventative care, but yet still provide that catastrophic component. So I think that, again, understanding how these benefits are changing is key to helping you evolve with your needs in the future, whether it's healthcare or retirement planning.
And I read an article recently that said that people that retire and then go on amazing trip after amazing trip, this kind of bucket list type of retirement, they find themselves psychologically disconnected from loved ones and really not all that fulfilled because they don't have their community support that they might build in retirement. What do you tell people with respect to what you should plan to do in retirement?
Well, it's a little bit out of my area since I focus on benefits, but I do hear stories from people that relate the very thing that you're saying, that, you know, what they envision their retirement to be is not always what it ends up being. So I think what I do tell people is that when they first retire, be prepared for that transition, that you're not really sure what it's going to be like until you start to live it. And for most of us, we only retire once. So we have to give ourselves some time to really settle into what that's going to be. If you want to take a few of those trips around the world or go visit places that you haven't seen, you know, do that, but realize that eventually you have to come back to reality and come up with a plan and a structure to your life so that you can be fulfilled. Sometimes that means staying close to family. Other times it means starting something completely new. But just stay open to those new things.
Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, talking there with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Just click Share with Friends.